he asks others to surround him with prayer.
相反的，他邀请其他的亲信跟他一起来祷告，还有他要求别人环绕着他一起来祷告。
And I believe this is a valuable lesson for all of us. When we are hard pressed, we shouldn't hesitate to ask others to pray for us and with us.
相信这个就是我们最宝贵的一个功课。当我们受到各种的压力的时间，盼望我们可以毫无犹豫的要请求别人跟你一起来祈祷。
So let me ask you this important question. To whom do you call upon for prayer?
我想问你一个问题，当你在那个情况以下，你会找谁跟你一起祈祷呢？
James 5:16 says, Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And so here, James reminds us to turn to others in our time of need.
在这里雅各书里面就讲得很清楚，要我们，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Now I understand if you are a private person, this may be very difficult, or perhaps you were taught not to burden others with your concerns.
可能你是一个很难跟人家分享你内中的秘密的人。那么在这个情况以下，有可能你是被家人、爸爸妈妈教导，你不要将自己的重担放在人家的身上。
But whatever the reason, when we keep everything private, we limit our spiritual growth.
当我们这样子做的时间，我们保密，不让人家知道。其实你知道吗？你们会限制你的精神，你的灵命的长进。
If the God of the universe humbly invited others to pray for him, all the more we should be able to ask others to lift us in prayer in our time of need.
当这个创造宇宙的主，他能够邀请其他人为他祈祷，那么我们有需要的时间，我们更应该请别人为我们祷告。
If you already have a network of people that you go to for prayer, praise the Lord. If not, consider inviting others to pray with you and for you.
若你有一般人跟你一起代祷、一起祷告的，这个很好，我感谢主。但是如果没有的，请考虑邀请一些人与你一起祈祷。
So the first lesson is when troubled, we can and we should invite others to pray for us.
第一个功课就是要我们在我们有困难的时间，现在困难当中，我们请其他的人为你祷告。
The next lesson is when troubled, ask for God's will to be done.
第二个的就是当我们现在困难当中的时间，愿要求神的旨意成就。
Verse 39, we read that Jesus went a little further into the garden alone, and there he fell on his face and he prayed to the Father.
在马太福音二十六章第三十九节，这里就是说，耶稣他小往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说。
He prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, please may this cup be taken from me."
他在这里那里祷告说，我父啊。倘若可行了，求你叫这个杯离开我。
This cup he spoke of was a symbol of deep sorrow and suffering. In the Old Testament, the cup also referred to God's wrath.
在旧约圣经里面，这个杯，这个苦杯，最主要的就是讲到神的愤怒。
And so here Jesus asked the Father if this cup of suffering could be removed from him.
在这里，主耶稣他问上帝，可不可以将这个杯苦杯拿走？
Again, our Lord was just being honest. He did not want to drink from this cup of suffering.
再次，我们看到我们的主是很诚实、很认真诚的主，他就是想将这个杯，他不是想将这个杯苦杯拿走。
Nor did he want to be an object of God's wrath.
他也不想成为神愤怒的对象。
Now consider this. God is very capable of doing anything that we ask of him.
我们要想一想，上帝他是有能力做我们所有一切，他可以做任何的事情。
If we ask him to remove pain, he can remove pain in our life.
如果我们要请求他拿走我们的痛苦，他是可以帮我们的痛苦拿走。
If we ask him to meet a particular need in our life, he can meet that need.
如果我们是有一个特殊的要求，要求神来帮助我们的，他也可以帮助。
And so nothing is impossible for our Lord.
在我们的神面前，没有难成的事。
God can do anything, yet he's not going to do anything in contradiction to his character, his word, and his sovereign will.
但是有一样我们要知道，上帝他是可以做每一样事情，但是不是每一件事情都是反映他的禀格。
And so God will not contradict himself, he will not lie, and he will not sin.
所以我们的主他不为用这个方法来矛盾他自己做的事情，他的禀格，他的圣言，上帝也不为说谎话，也不为犯罪。
Instead, he chooses to do what brings him glory, and what brings him glory will always be what's best for you and me.
相反的，他选择就是要为他带来荣耀的事情，这个荣耀的事情对你，对我都是有益的，有益处的。
So when we pray, we must understand that everything is possible with our Lord, yet not everything is in line with his will.
所以当我们祈祷的时间，我们必须要明白，神凡事都能做，但是并非每一样的事情都是符合神的旨意。
Now granted, in some cases, it may be God's will to remove our cup of suffering.
在某些情况下，可能神的意愿也是将我们的苦悲拿走。
God's healing or some miracle might be his will, and if he answers accordingly, we can praise the Lord and we can thank him.
就是在有阵子神会医治我们，为让一些神迹出现，来完成他的旨意。但是不是每一样都是我们在这个时间我们就要感谢神。
And there is nothing wrong with asking God to remove the pain of adversity.
我们不是有错，如果我们要求神将那个痛苦拿走。
Jesus, on the other hand, was not asking for a quick fix.
但是主耶稣他没有在这里要很快的解决他的问题。
Earlier, Jesus said in John 12, 27 and 28, he says, Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say?Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name.
就在约翰福音第十二章二十七、二十八节，那里就是写着：我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这个时候，但我原是为这个时候来的。父啊，愿你的荣耀，你的名。
You see, Jesus was not trying to escape the cross. He knew he came to earth for this very purpose.
你看到吗？主耶稣他不是要逃脱这一个的苦悲，他是为了这个原因来到这个世界上。
He was not looking to dodge the Father's redemptive plan. He was just asking if there was another way.
他也不是说要逃避神救赎的计划，他这样问是。盼望有其他的方法来完成这个旨意。
Yet there was no other way. You see, Jesus was the way and the truth and the life for us to get to the Father.
但是这里没有其他的办法，因为我们主耶稣他就是我们的道路、真理、生命。
He is the only name unto salvation. Only his shed blood could pay the price of sin, and this was the will of the Father.
他是我们唯一得救的名，只有他的宝血能够付出我们罪的代价。
Now notice he goes on to pray to the Father, not as I will, but as you will.
请继续看看，他这样子说：“父啊，不要叫我的意思，乃是叫神你的意思。”
You see, it was the Father's will that Jesus suffer and die for the sins of the world.
你看到吗？主耶稣在世上，他为我们受苦受死，是要完成神天父在这里的旨意。
Jesus, who was sinless, would be made sin on our behalf.
耶稣无罪的身体代替了我们每一个人的罪。
And he was about to be separated from the Father to become an object of wrath.
在那个时间，主耶稣跟他的天父要分开分离，为的是要完成他在身上。他就成为神愤怒的对象。
And he gave his life as a ransom for many.
他愿意舍去他自己的生命，为的是就是赎回我们你跟我的生命。
Aren't you glad Jesus carried out the will of the Father? I am.
我们应该很高兴，主耶稣他实践了完成上帝的旨意，我很高兴。
Aren't you glad his obedience satisfied the wrath of God and opened the door to forgiveness and eternal life?
我们应该很高兴，因为主耶稣他这样子做的实践，就满足了神的旨意在我们身上的，并且开了这个欢活的路给我们，有饶恕、宽恕，还有永生的大门。
Again, Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but your will be done." What a great example for us.
再次我跟你们说，他这样子讲的时间，他祷告就是愿您的旨意成就，不是主耶稣自己的旨意。这样子他对我们来说是我们一个很好的例子来跟着他。
Listen, prayer is not just about getting what we want. It is about aligning our lives with the will of the Father.
所以在这里我提醒大家，我们不只要得到我们想要的东西，还要使我们上位于神的、要求神的旨意和其保持一致。
You see, the prayers of Jesus repeat this theme over and over again throughout the Gospels. He constantly sought to do the will of the Father.
你看到吗？主耶稣在那个福音书里面重复这个主题。他因为他也是就是在这个情况下，他不断的人的请求遵行。
In John 6:38, Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me."
在约翰福音第六章第三十八节里面说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
During troubling times in our life, half the battle is looking past our plans and surrendering ourselves to the will of the Father.
在我们这个动荡的世界，生活当中的世界，我们在战争当中，最主要就是要屈服在耶稣天父旨意里面，完全不要靠自己的意思，乃是靠神的意思。
Actually, praying, "Thy will be done," can be the most difficult prayer that you pray.
其实当我们说愿你的旨意成就，这个祷告是很困难的一个祷告。
Why? Because it requires you to lay everything on the table and give up control and entrust your future to the Lord.
为什么呢？因为这个主要就是我们将所有我们一切都放在台前，让神来主掌管我们，控制我们的一切，交托给主。耶和华来带领我们走。
But let me add this: it could be the most freeing prayer, and it can be the most rewarding prayer.
我也想跟你们说，这一种祷告虽然是困难，但是也是最自由，也是最有效的一个祷告。
Now, knowing God's will is not always some future mystery.
知道神的意思不是一个迷惑。
His will is often clearly explained in Scripture.
所有他所说的都在我们圣经里面讲得很清楚。
For example, we know forgiving someone who hurts us deeply is God's will.
有一个比喻就是说，我们知道宽恕曾经伤害我们的人是很困难，但是也是神的旨意。
We know gathering for worship like we're doing this morning is God's will. So in many cases, God's will in a specific matter is very clear.
就是好像我们在这里崇拜一样，这个也是神的旨意。在很多的情况以下，他的旨意都是很清楚、很明确的给我们看到。
But in other circumstances, we might face uncertainties, and it is not cowardly to pray, Heavenly Father, thy will be done. In fact, I think it takes courage.
但是在某些情况以下，当我们祈求的时间说，让你的旨意成就，是一个很勇敢的一个的祷告，是一个不容易做的事情。
You see, it might be God's will to use hardship to break you and to make you more like His Son, Jesus Christ.
你看，在这里，上帝要借着困难来破碎我们每一位，让我们更像我们的主耶稣。
Sometimes God has to break us and humble us and in order to make adjustments in our life, which He continues to do in my life.
有时候当神要破碎我们的时间，就是让我们每个人自己谦卑下来，调整我们的生活，我们的生命，就在这里不断的在我们生命中持续的做他要做的事情。
So let me ask you, in your life, what needs to be surrendered to God's will?
我想请问你，在你的生活当中，你有什么事情需要顺服、遵从神的旨意呢？
And so when we're troubled, we are to ask for God's will to be done.
所以当我们遇到困难的时间，求问神，愿神的旨意成就完成。
The last point I see here is when troubled, be persistent in prayer. When troubled, be persistent in prayer.
第三个功课我们要学的就是，现在困难当中，我们要坚持的来祷告。
After Jesus first prayed alone, he returned to the disciples and he found them sleeping.
当耶稣第一次独自去祷告的时间，他回来看到所有的门徒都睡着了。
His own prayer team could not keep watch for an hour.
你看，他的祷告队也不可以跟他守望一个小时。
After checking on them, Jesus went away and he a second time to pray.
他回来看他们呢，他第二次又回去离开他们去祷告。
Later he came back again to check on the disciples and they were dozing off again.
再次他就去祷告，但是他回来的时间看到门徒又在睡觉。
So he left and again he returned to pray to the Father.
第三次他就再离开他们，回到前一点的地方去继续的祷告。
Jesus asked the Father three times if he would remove the cup.
这里你们看到主耶稣三次求神将这个苦杯拿走。
Now this repeated prayer was not a sign of doubt by Jesus. Rather, I believe he was modeling for us persistent prayer.
我相信他在这里三次这样子祷告是用来教导你跟我要不断的继续的祷告。
When adversity hits us, sometimes one quick prayer is not enough.
在我们遭遇逆境的时间，我们只有一个简单的祷告是不可以解决问题的。
Matthew 7:7-8 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds." And to the one who knocks, the door will be open.
在马太福音第七章第七个八的八节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
The nature of these Greek verbs tell us to keep on asking, to keep on seeking, and to keep on knocking.This is not a one-time thing.
所以在这个希腊原名 原文里面，它就是这两个几个动词呢，是教导我们呢不断的继续的询问，继续的寻找，继续的祷告，不是一次的事情。
This is a clear call for continual, ongoing, persistent prayer.
这里就是很清楚的告诉你跟我，我们要持续的一直继续继续的祷告，不是一次的事情。
When I gave my life to the Lord 38 years ago, my dad was not happy with my decision.
38年前，当我将我自己的生命献给主的时候，我的爸爸很不高兴。
So my wife and I prayed for his salvation. We prayed and we prayed and we prayed many hours for him.
牧师跟他的太太，他就很持续的一直一直的为他的父亲的救恩祷告。
It took 25 years until God answered that prayer. It was on his deathbed that my dad finally said yes to the Lord.
神用了25年的时间答应我这个祷告，在我爸爸生病的时间，最后的时间，他才屈服的愿意接受主成为他个人的救主。
And so friends, keep praying for those that you love. Keep lifting up those issues that are heavy on your heart.
所以朋友，弟兄姐妹们，请你们继续的为你们挚爱的亲人，还有你的家人，你的亲戚祷告。
First Chronicles 16:11 says, Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually.
在这里，历代志上16章第11节就是这样子说，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
And then in Luke 22 it says, And being in anguish, Jesus prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
在路加福音我们也看到22章第44节里面说，耶稣他极其的伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠与大血点滴在地上。
You see, Jesus prayed to the point of exhaustion.
你看
，We see also, he prayed to the point of exhaustion. This prayer in the garden was an intense, earnest prayer.
你看，主耶稣他这个祷告就是筋疲力尽的表示，但是在那个时间，在花园里面，他的祷告是很真实的、很真诚的、很激动的一个祷告。
And persistent prayer is not only earnest, it's patient.
这种持续的祷告不但只需要我们一直继续的认真来做，但是最主要还是需要你跟我的内心来做。
Sometimes it requires we wait on the Lord. In Micah 7:7, Micah says, But as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
在弥迦书第七章第七节里面说，基于我要仰望耶和华，要等候那救我的神，我的神必应允我。
Now compare this prayer to the prayer of the life in the life of the disciples. They were falling asleep, their eyes were heavy.
我们将弥迦书这个比较，他们门徒们在哪一边为主祷告的时间，他们睡着了。他们的眼睛很沉重。
In my ministry role, I visit many churches, and I'm sad to report that prayer meetings have become a thing of the past for many churches.
在牧师的工作范围以内，其中一个就是去不同的教会来探访他们。他很难过的跟我们分享一样的，现在所经历、所看到的事情，就是好像祷告会已经成为一个过去的活动。
I'm not sure if we don't believe prayer works or we just don't have the energy to do it.
不晓得是不是因为我们已经不相信祷告的果效，还是因为我们没有那个精力，没有那个时间来祷告。
And so I would encourage you to be accountable in your prayer life if you're not already doing that.
所以我现在鼓励大家，你们在你们祷告的生活上要负上责任，无论怎么样，你要祷告。
Find a prayer partner, join a prayer group, or form a new prayer group if there is none.
找一个祷告的伙伴，或是开始参加祷告会，或 或是组织一个新的祷告会。
By doing this, it will strengthen you and it will strengthen this church.
你这样做的时间不但只可以增强你自己个人的灵命的长进，也可以帮助增强我们这个教会。
And so when your heart is troubled, be persistent in prayer.
当你在困难当中，你要需要祷告。
Well, in light of Jesus' prayer, here are some questions to consider this morning. First, are you inviting others to pray for you during difficult times?
在这里，我有一个就是想跟你们考虑的。首先，你有没有邀请其他人在你困难的时间为你代祷呢？
Second, do your prayers include seeking and doing the Lord's will?
第二的事情，当你祷告的时间，你有没有要求遵行，就是遵守神的旨意，让他成全呢？
And third, are you persistent in prayer when bringing a burden to the Lord?
当你有困难的时间，你有重担的时间，你有没有坚持继续的祷告呢？
The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, he said, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair." Persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed.
在哥林多后书第二第四章第八节，那里说：我们四面受敌，却不至被困住；心里作难，却不至失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不至死亡。
So at times we are hard pressed, but we are not crushed because.The privilege of prayer.
So, when we 虽然是有很多的压迫，但是祷告是我们的特权。我们可以从这个学到，不要因为这样子沮丧。我们要继续的努力去面对沉重的压力。
And so, if you're a Christian, you have unlimited access to God, and the Lord wants to hear from you regularly.
当你是一个基督徒的时间，你是随时可以亲近我们的神。
No concern that you have is too big or too small for him.
所有你的要求，无论是大，无论是小，他都可以完成的。
Perhaps for some of you this morning, these lessons on prayer are new to you, or maybe you struggle in talking to the Lord in prayer.
可能在这里我们面对可能就在这个祷告是一个新的功课，但是也可能我们在这个功课里面觉得很难与神交通交谈。
Let me say to you, prayer isn't merely a religious ritual. It's more about a relationship, and it begins with a personal relationship with God.
我想告诉你们，祷告不单只是一个宗教的活动，一个信仰你们做的一部分，乃是最主要，就是你要建立跟神的关系。
God sets the condition for this relationship, and we enter into a right relationship with God when we are forgiven.
当我们能够将这个交给神的时间，与神开始这个我们与神正确的一个关系的时间，也是将我们有一个很好的开始与神一起。
And so here's what God did for you and me. He sent his son to die on a cross to pay the penalty of our sin.
所以在这里我们看到神为你为我已经钉死在十字架上为我们罪。
And when we confess our sin and ask Christ to be our Savior, we can be forgiven and we can be in good standing with God.
当我们能够承认自己的罪过的时间，这个主耶稣他已经为我们舍去他的生命了。
And only with God's forgiveness can we have a relationship with our Creator, which then allows us access to Him in prayer.
只有当我们接受主耶稣成为我们个人的救主，就宽恕我们的罪，所以我们才可以跟神有个直接、完美一起的关系。
And so if you have yet to seek a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that you would give your life to Christ even today.
所以今天我想跟大家说，如果你们还没有接受主耶稣成为你个人的救主的时间，请你跟神认罪， 然后接受他成为你个人的救主，建立这个关系。
And if you have received Christ, it's my prayer that you will grow in your prayer life.
当你接受主耶稣以后，你的也可以将你的祷告的生活一起增强。
And later, if you want me to pray with you or you have questions about following Christ, please see me after service.
如果你有在祷告方面有什么困难，有什么疑问要问我的，请你在崇拜以后跟我联络，我会跟你说。
Let's join together in a closing prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, thank you for sending your Son.
神啊，我们感谢你，你差遣你的儿子。
Thank you for allowing us access to your throne of grace.
谢谢你给我们跟你有一个很好的关系。
Thank you for the privilege of prayer.
谢谢你给我们祷告的特权。
And thank you that whatever we confront in life, we have you to walk with us and help us.
我们谢谢你给我们的一切的生活上的需要。
Remind us of the lessons in this passage throughout the week.
从这个功课里面，盼望我们可以在这个礼拜以内。
Help us to include others in our prayer.
包括其他的人，为他们祷告。
Help us to seek your will.
帮助我们寻求你的旨意。
And help us to be persistent as we pray.
帮助我们有持续的、不断的祷告。
And so, Lord, our prayer is teach us to pray.
主啊，我们的祈求就是求你教导我们怎么样来祷告。
And as we seek you, we know we will find you.
当我们寻求你的时间，我们就寻见。
Thank you for your comfort and your promises.
谢谢你给我们的应许。
And continue to guide us as we entrust this week to you.
继续帮助我们遵循你的旨意，信靠你的一切。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉靠我们得胜主耶稣名求。阿门。
Amen. Amen.